You're listening to Deadly Choices Radio
with your host, Dan Rennie.
This is Deadly Choices Radio on 98.9 FM for the best country. Welcome once again to our half-hour radio show dedicated towards Bob making deadly choices. Remember, making deadly choices is all about eating healthy, remaining active in mind and body, ensuring you keep up to date with your 715 health checks, resisting the temptation to take up smoking, or taking the right steps to quit smoking for you and your family. My name is Dan Rennie. It's great to have your company wherever you're listening around our beautiful country, or if you're listening online as well, to the podcast. It's available at 98.9fm.com.au. Well, joining us in the studio tonight is a man very familiar to our listeners, Dusty Fraser, who heads up the DC Project's Elders Program, and regular offsider, league legend, and DC ambassador, Mr. Petro Sibanisiba. Welcome, both you guys.
Thanks, Dan.
Firstly,
thanks,
Dusty, intro your mob and your role with DC.
My mob is, on my mother's side, is the Man and Danji. They're from around Surat, the plains of Surat, and my father's side is the Bidra, which is the top end of the Carnarvons. And my job at Deadly Choices is I'm the Deadly Choices Seniors Program Coordinator.
All right. And Bidra boy, very very good song of yours.
Oh, yeah, old Bidra boy.
Plenty of requests for that one.
Oh, well, especially at funerals these days.
Yeah, okay. Petro, welcome, brother.
Thank you very much.
Can you discuss your work in the community as your role as a DC ambassador?
Yeah, obviously a very proud Deadly Choices ambassador. Get an opportunity to travel near and far, taking the Deadly Choices program and working alongside our fantastic programs officers who deliver our Deadly Choices programs throughout our schools and our communities. And I've just returned actually from downtown Claremont.
which the was big smoke.
Yeah, the big smoke. Oh, it was awesome. It was great to see all the families, all the community come together and, so excited to launch Deadly Choices program up there in the school, and we're looking forward to having more opportunities to travel and obviously talk about everything Deadly Choices.
Now, look, you've had some pretty handy offsiders in your day. Shane Webke, Darren Lockyer.
Yeah, they go right.
Nothing compared to Dusty.
Nowhere near as talented as Dusty.
Can you discuss how you've created that solid team that brings together the work that you do for the Indigenous Seniors Games?
Yeah, look, I've been really fortunate. We've got such a great team, but, you know, my time working with Uncle Dusty and getting a chance to see, you know, something that he's very passionate about and something that he has brought to fruition. You know, he puts a lot of hard work into this program that makes such a massive difference. And our seniors program, yeah, look, I love travelling out with Uncle, and you know, we've gone to different places around Queensland and taken the games. And as I said, it is such a huge part of our Deadly Choices program, and obviously showcases the fact that, you know, Deadly Choices starts at a young age and it continues on, you know, into your senior years.
Deadly. And we'd love to get some updates from you guys as well with the, you know, over the next 12 months leading into the different events happening around the place as part of our role here on Deadly Choices Radio. So it would be great to get you guys on semi-regularly, get those updates, yeah?
Sure.
Yeah, mate, yeah, that's fantastic. We can do it on the radio now these days, and of course a lot of people need that information of what's actually happening in the community to make their life better.
All right, let's have a look at some of the venues where the senior games activities are undertaken. Can you take us through some of those?
The games started out in Charleville way back in 1996, and of course, I was at the Charleville as a TIS manager for Deadly Choices. Then we come back, and they wanted to implement the games into Deadly Choices because mostly focused on their young people, but now they wanted to get elders involved in the Deadly Choices, get some programs going for that. So one of the most popular programs at the present moment is the Senior Games. And, of course, that started out at Charleville way back in 1996. And it's that popular out there, they even advertise on TV.
All right. getting dusty on the big screen, eh?
So we brought the games back here, then we rolled it out across Queensland. And, of course, the games, the aim of that is, you know, preventative health, early intervention, management, follow-up, good quick tucker, all of those involved with the Elders Games. And, of course, it's there to introduce social connection through physical activity and social inclusion, increase quality of life through the promotion and prevention of health, provide a positive environment for their inner social well-being, engage other practice for holistic support, early intervention and promotion, and have a strategic direction to evaluate framework that can be measured. Now, we started this here in Ipswich 2.5 years ago. Since then, we went to Matchicks across the north side, and that included Moray Field, Northgate, Nunda, Pine Rivers, all those places around there with Nullangoo and Moray Field. Then we went to Harvey Bay. Me and Petro went up to Harvey Bay to Nambour and Gippy. They rolled out across there, and now they've got them in Townsville, Mareeva, Mount Isa, Mackay, and we're just about to send... we're just about to open the games up at Cunnamulla and also Rockhampton.
So you've been slaving up the frequent flyer points then.
Yeah, mate, yeah.
Got some K's, yeah.
Look, you mentioned earlier about, you know, we always put a lot of emphasis on our young ones, you know, when they're young and impressionable, about making those healthy choices, you know, exercising 30 minutes and getting the good tucker in. But, you know, for our elders, is it much harder to get that message across, and what are sort of the things that we have to do to put that importance for our elders?
Well, the main focus there in the elders is the social inclusion. When I was a young fella, I lived on the sand hills, which is an old tin shack with old dirt floor, and everyone's seen each other. But since Murray people moved in the town, they don't see each other very often.
Yeah, and, good point.
Only at funerals and that. And this social inclusion involved in the senior games is fantastic. They come every week and they meet all their friends, and we have these big tournaments every term. And, of course, they come from all around to meet and have a big tournament, like a knockout for the young fellas. And they meet people there they haven't seen for years. And it's fantastic. That gives them the opportunity to catch up with a lot of people and, interact with all the other team members and have a great time. And it's fantastic for them. You can just see the smiles on their faces when they turn up for the games. Isn't that right, Pedro?
Yeah, Uncle. I mean, you know, you talk about social inclusion and it's so important, you know, and it's good for your heart, good for your soul, you know, when you can get a chance to mix with the mob. And you're right, it's just amazing, you know, hearing some of the stories of people that have been disconnected but through the games have been reconnected. And I think that is the greatest thing for me when you see those smiles on their faces and the yarning and everyone having a good time. And I tell you what, geez, there's some athletes amongst the groups that we see.
Oh, yeah, they're very competitive.
Yeah. And those competitive juices, you know, you can tell that when they were younger, they were top athletes, you know, and whether it was footy, whatever it was, netball, doesn't matter, quoits, whatever the sport was, you know, these are talented people that, you know, obviously – age isn't on their side anymore. They're obviously getting to an age there where you'd think that, you know, those competitive juices stop flowing. But I tell you what, geez, we've got some solid competition.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
And coits is a lot harder than it looks, isn't it?
That's it.
Yeah, we designed the games too, Dan, not only for people, you know, it's over 50 now. We added at 60, but we've got a lot of mob that's preventative health in the preventative health field. So we brought it back to 50. And, of course, we designed the games that is there for everybody, even people in wheelchairs and walking frames. They're encouraged to participate. And
that's good.
Yeah, and they have a lot of fun too. See, a lot of those people in wheelchairs and walking frames don't get away very much. But, you see some of the fantastic achievements that they've done in these games.
I guess those improvements too over the course of them coming to the games, all of a sudden they're up out of their walkers and that's the best thing about it.
Sure. Good on you, fellas. You're listening to Deadly Choices Radio on 98.9 FM for the Best Country, our half-hour radio show dedicated towards mob making deadly choices. In the studio with me, Dusty Fraser, Petro Simonis-Siva. Gentlemen, can we discuss, what Deadly Choices is all about generally for each of you individually? Like, what does Deadly Choices mean?
Well, for me, Deadly Choices means intervention and healthy lifestyles. You know, Deadly Choices is healthy choice, and we're trying to get that to our younger mob. We're trying to intervene with the younger mob before they get out of school and get into drugs and becoming obese and smoking.
Yep.
We're trying to get those issues covered before they get out of school. That's what our school-based programs are designed for. And, of course, it's working, and when it all comes together, it's closing the gap. That's what we're aiming for.
And there's nothing like this around when you're a young fella, so you see the importance of letting the young ones know now?
Yeah, that's right. It's a fantastic concept, and like I said, it's starting to work in the younger community.
And you're being a grandfather now as well. Congratulations to your Dust.
Yeah.
You definitely want to, make sure that the next generation are really taking on board those Deadly Choice messages.
Yeah, well, My little granddaughter, she signed up with the Mums and Bubs, and she'll be going to the Deadly Kindies.
Good one.
So it's all
full,
mapped out.
Full
for
circle, her. Dust. Yeah. Nice one. Petro, what does Deadly Choices mean to you personally?
Yeah, as I said at the start, I'm a really proud ambassador amongst a long list of fantastic ambassadors. You know, I talk about Steve Renoff and Preston Campbell and Rhonda Purcell and Talisha Harden. We're just fortunate that, you know, through our chosen fields, we've got a platform to be able to go out into the community and talk to the mob about just making those healthy, deadly choices. Mm. And for me, and I talk about, you know, being a former athlete, you know, how important was, you know, making those deadly choices to stay on top of my game. But that continues, even though I've hung the boots up. Being a father, I've got four young kids, but also too knowing, you know, that I've got a role in the community to play. If I can sort of get out there and, as I said, use that platform as a former athlete and as a proud Deadly Choices ambassador, talk about, you know, making those healthy deadly choices with through nutrition and through regular exercise, it's all about closing that gap. And I know that we're going a long way towards it. I love being out in the community and seeing everyone wearing their Deadly Choices shirts proudly.
They're everywhere, aren't they?
They're everywhere. And I guess that's a great, you know, exciting thing that, you know, the program is making, you know, good grounds, but it continues to grow, and it's exciting, you know, to see how far and wide we're going to take Deadly Choices.
Former, yeah. Sorry, go on, Dust.
Yeah, you know, it's fantastic to have the ambassadors working for Deadly Choices, like the Deadly Kindies, for example. Since the Deadly Kindies campaign started with JT, has there been an increase of 113% in the rate of kindy participation?
Wow, that's incredible.
Just from JT being the ambassador.
Unreal. And you were saying that, you know, these mob just want to come and have a yarn to you, you know, come and speak to you because you do have a profile, you know, you're a Rugby League Hall of Famer, and JT, you know, will be one day himself. So to have people like yourself, Preston Campbell, being out in the community and being available to talk to people, I think that's really important. And, you know, I tip my hat to all you mob who, you know, who've got that profile and use it for the right means.
Yeah, thanks very much. Oh, look, you know, as I said, it's all about partner making a difference. And, you know, I think all of us, you know, we've got a great team there. Obviously, the ambassadors, our programs officers, Uncle Dusty, the people that are working in our clinics do an amazing job. And together, you know, we're making a great difference. So it's fantastic.
Yeah, well, being a grandfather now, Dust, and as you mentioned, the mums and bubs for your little beautiful granddaughter. Let's just talk generally about the impact Deadly Choices is having on our community, right from infancy through to aged care, and how the seniors game fits into the bigger picture of Deadly Choices and the Institute.
Yeah, right, mate. Like I said, from babies right up to the elderly, Deadly Choices is a fantastic concept, and we're there to, you know, to teach them everything from when they're a certain age right up till the elders. Even the elders still need education in Deadly Choices. A lot of them keep taking sugar, and which is the main killer, I reckon, in amongst the Aboriginal people, sugar. And, of course, creates diabetes and so on and so forth. But, preventative health is the main issue that we're trying to get across to the elders, and the elders' games actually do that. They bring other people in to, you know, when we're having in the games, we invite allied health, you know, podiatrists, physiotherapists, diabetes educators to talk with the elders during the games.
Mm.
And, of course, the games and practice runs as in the school term. So every year we have four terms. And, of course, in those four terms, we give the elders everything that make them come along. And once they get a touch of the games, that's it, mate. They're competitive and they love it.
And preventative health is, of course, you know, getting those 715 health checks, not just going to the doctor when you're feeling crook, but, you know, keeping on top of your health. And that's why those 715 health checks are all important.
Yeah, well, if you see people walking around with a Deadly Choices shirt on, you'd think, well, he's done a program somewhere or he's done his 715 health checks. Which is very important. And one thing about our clinics now, you don't have to go anywhere because we've got all the professionals in that one service. And you see a lot of non-Indigenous people coming to our service because of that, that we've got all our allied health and all our social health experts right there on the spot in the one centre.
It's incredible. The Deadly Choices birth certificates and Deadly Kindies, we mentioned that before, but the Deadly Choices birth certificate package is available for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children aged up to 5 years old who are up to date with their health checks and vaccinations. It includes a legal birth certificate and a commemorative certificate reflecting the hugely popular Deadly Choices brand. More than a quarter of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children born in southeast Queensland since 2016 have received a birth certificate through the Deadly Choices campaign, and we know that some of those kids would not have had their birth registered otherwise. You mentioned JT before. He's been the very recognisable face of the Deadly Kindies campaign since the very beginning. As kids are enrolled into kindy and have had their health check, they are then eligible for the kindy kit, which includes what, Dusty?
It includes a hat, a water bag, a little deadly bag, and some little goodies in there. It's a fantastic fantastic little gift there for the young fellas to have when they head into kindy.
Too deadly. And JT recently launched the expansion of both programs into North Queensland at the Queensland Murray Rugby League Carnival in his adopted home city of Townsville. Dusty, you're up there. How'd it go?
Yeah, mate, it went well. The football was pretty great. It was, mostly all the teams from up from the north. I didn't think there was that many islands and that many missions up there, but they all had a team in, and you know, they fought it out. It was fantastic. Well, one by Wellnock River, and, of course, that's up the top of Weeper.
Yeah, right.
Wellnock River is.
Right out there.
Now, going on those the deadly birth certificates, while we're doing it, it's been estimated that for many reasons, approximately 17% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander babies born in Queensland don't have their registered within the 60 days of birth. So, in addition, we'll register the birth for free. They get their certificate, covering costs $48.20, so you get it for free. And the campaign aims to make sure every child assessing their local health service has their birth registered. And, of course, it has legal birth certificates, so can do such things as enroll in schools and apply for passports and you know, all their licences in the future. So it's a very important thing to have is a birth certificate.
Yeah, absolutely, especially as you, mature into teenage years, into, you know, going to get your licence and all those sort of things, getting a bank account. It's all important to have that birth certificate there.
Yep.
All right, leadership camps. Yeah, approximately 80 young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students come together over 3 days and two nights in a fun and safe environment to celebrate community spirit, culture, physical activity, health and education. The camps involve a range of activities including team building, leadership activities, Indigenous games, cultural activities, swimming and high ropes, as well as the holistic health education sessions. Deadly Choices facilitators run the camps alongside camp facilitators from the, Maranatha?
Marawatha. Yeah.
All right. two camps throughout each year, one for juniors between 8 and 12, and one for seniors 12 and 18 years old. That sounds like, you know, something pretty special for young people to get involved in.
Yeah, I was fortunate to go up to the Marawatha and also to the Rockhampton leadership camps. They're wonderful, rewards for our young people that have taken part in the Deadly Choices program. They've obviously attended every session. Their effort has been fantastic, and I guess it's great recognition for them, you know, to take part, to be a part of the camps. And obviously, it's a camp that's covered by Deadly Choices, which is fantastic. And you talked about, you know, some of the activities that our young people get to take part in. It's amazing to see the smiles, the laughter and the fun, but also too encouraging those important messages so that they're the ones that are going to be taking these messages back into the community, because they are our future leaders. They're the ones that are going to be talking to their peers, to their younger brothers and sisters, to their mums and dads. And as they grow into teenagers, into young adults, they continue to take those messages on. So they're wonderful camps. I got to take part in the milk crate milk crate stacking competition.
Oh, yeah, how many did you get?
Well, actually, I was one of the young fellas there, just making sure the kids were stacking them up straight.
Okay.
So some of the heights that these kids were getting up to, obviously they're all roped in, and just to see them conquer some fears, and you know, and you could see that they're a bit tentative at the start. I did the high ropes with the young ones as well. Again, you know, we're all, I guess, have fears of heights, so I certainly do. But to see these young girls and boys get up there and conquer those fears and know that they can take on any challenge. challenge in life. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, one thing about those camps before they actually enrol, they've got to be, you know, they've got to attend school regularly. Mm-hmm. You know, just can't be anyone.
Yep.
They've got to be
do the right,
do the right thing, and, and they're picked by the school to attend. Yeah, it's, they're fantastic. I love them.
Mm.
Going up there and teaching the young people. We take the elders up there too, and they talk to them. And
how good.
They learn about culture. Some of the kids in their school don't even know anything about their culture, so we teach them Crobbery and Hart, and you know, it's unreal, yeah. It's
great. All right, we spoke a little bit about Talisha Hart and some of the other Deadly Choices ambassadors who are part of the inaugural WNRL. Mm. Hugely successful for the Brisbane Broncos. Ladies winning the grand final, of course. But Deadly Choices Sisters, which is, of course, for female role models to empower and enable young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women between the ages of 12 and 17 to make informed decisions about their personal health and well-being, and leading to a positive and healthy lifestyle. Can you tell us a little bit about the Deadly Choices Sisters and of course, what the role that the female ambassadors have with our young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander ladies?
Yeah, mate, they run a limited number of secondary schools in Brisbane, and it's designed to build self-esteem, like I said, and confidence, builds pride in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander identity, enable practical cultural contribution to the community, promote positive and social interactions, build relationships based on mutual respect, encourage active self-development, enables yarning about sexual and women's health, drug and alcohol abuse, road safety, nutrition, financial literacy, and also healthy relationships. It's a fantastic concept this with the Deadly Sisters, and it's just getting popular and popular, and like I said, that it'll run for a number of schools too, as much as the leadership, school-based Deadly Choices programs.
Mm-hmm. Well, being an ex-smoker myself, and I know you as well, Dust, the importance of giving up tobacco is you know, so important for everyone in the community. The tobacco education programs, tobacco stores, Quit Now, Deadly Places, Smoke Free Spaces. Can you tell us about the work Deadly Choices is doing with tobacco intervention?
Yeah, mate, this is a Tackle Indigenous Smoking initiative, and of course, like we said, intervention again at school. We teach them, we show them what the lungs look like when you know, we'd frighten them to death.
Yeah,
of smoking, and a lot of it is working. And even when we go on camps, we've got to take nicotine replacement therapies up there for the young people, the high school people who do smoke, and some of them giving up just from going to the camp.
Oh, how good!
So, you know, it's fantastic. And that's what we're there for. We got the pledges. You know, the mums and dads pledge that their house and car is going to be smoke free. That everyone, if they smoke, is going to be outside or not in the car. And we do heaps of smoking stalls, which all the yucky stuff is on there to show the people. And plus, you know, if they do a, whether you're regardless or not, whether you smoke, we do surveys and they can win, you know, tickets to the State of Origin or Deadly Choices merchandise. It's all things go with it, trying to you know, prevent our people from smoking. And plus, we got the good follower up there with Quit Smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Quit Line,
yeah.
And they do a fantastic job too in helping us, so we're sort of married to each other.
That's
great. And yeah, and they got Indigenous people in there.
We also got the Deadly Places and Smoke-Free Spaces, which is aimed at reducing the prevalence of tobacco smoking, particularly within the health services and other Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander workplaces. So it includes smoke-free policies, smoking cessation, nicotine dependence education and support programs for staff and their families. So it also encourages creating and identifying smoke-free spaces, including workplaces, houses and cars, to increase health and well-being in the community as well.
Too good. Well, we know the importance of eating healthy. Petra, you as a former athlete, I think you're almost a current athlete by the looks of you still, mate. It looks like you're still still take a few hit-ups. But we know how important that getting the healthy food in is, you know, giving the chips a miss or, trying to eat more fruit in your diet and things like that. Can you tell us about Good Quick Tucker and what the concept's all about?
Yeah, it's, cooking education program. And it was inspired by Jamie Oliver's Ministry of Food, which believes that anyone can learn how to cook something. They just have to give it a try. So even for me, I'll break
do
it
like
down.
Do you like a cook, yeah?
I love cooking. Yeah, I try to get in there and in front of the kids. And you know, it's it's something that you take pride in as well. And you know, obviously, you know, being a form athlete, you were always trying to put the good food in. I love talking to young people about, you know, the food being our fuel to fuel the energy the engine for ourselves to move forward. So it was originally developed by the Queens Aboriginal and Islander Health Council. Good Quick Tucker teaches Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people's basic cooking skills and also encourages them to pass these skills on to others, which is so important. It also allows participants to explore cooking techniques in different foods, and it is a great social opportunity to get together. Nothing better than sitting around the table and sharing a good meal.
That's it. What about you, Dust? You're a bit of a whiz in the kitchen, brother?
Yeah, mate. I love it.
Yeah. Good on you.
Yeah, one thing about that Good Quick Tucker, you know, it teaches a lot of people that you don't have to spend hours in the kitchen preparing a meal. And, you know, you can do 15 minutes and you've got a family meal there. It's healthy and, you know, and everyone's going to love it. It's tasty and healthy. That's one thing that's about the Good Quick Tucker.
Well, let's get back onto the Indigenous Seniors Games. The Deadly Choices Indigenous Senior Games are a sporting competition for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander seniors who are 50 years and older, and the games run for 4 days. A week for 10 weeks, 1 day in each Morayfield, Gladstone, Ipswich and Goodna. The games give elders the opportunity to socialise, exercise outdoors, meet new people and reconnect with people they haven't seen in years, which is, I think, just an amazing initiative for our elders. As you said at the top, Dust, most of the time it's only at funerals that we all get to get together as a mob.
Yeah, you know, when I said we're going out for 2 weeks holiday, they look at me and say, well, what are we going to do while you're on holidays?
That's it. No, dirtier, you
know. Yeah, so that's how popular the games are. Like I said, you know, they're very competitive and they love it. Once they get a taste of it, there's no going back. And they look forward to the next week, and especially the big tournaments that we have. The next tournament that we're having is the seniors. It's called the High Yui Shield, and that'll be out at out at the Unity Centre, out at Willamount on the 14th of December. And we're taking nominations now for teams of six. So anyone got teams of six, just register for your clinic and you'll be able to join the games. And, of course, like I said, they're huge days. The last one we had, you know, Roger Knox singing. We had a big dinner. And
I think you got up on stage too, Uncle.
Yeah, they had me singing.
Awesome.
A lot of fun.
Now, the games that are played, of course, not only, you know, stimulate the body but also the mind. You know, we all know how important keeping an active mind is. So games like darts where it's, you know, hand-eye coordination, also quoits, champion bowling, hole in the wall. Is that the beanbag one,
Dust? Yeah, mate, you've got a beanbag through five different holes, the triangle, the square, the diamond's worth the most, you know, in the middle. So
how many points is that one,
Uncle? 25. So you get five of them through.
Ooh, perfect score. And the numbers, Matt, again, another one.
Yeah, that's a flat beanbag throw. It's similar to a joint dartboard on the ground, and they just throw them onto the numbers. And, that's one of the games that where everyone shoots from the same distance, on 1,500.
And how do you go? Do you get pretty competitive yourself, Dusty, when you're showing them off?
Too good for me, mate.
Actually, talk about being competitive. I remember doing the maths, you know, trying to add up the totals. Yeah. And I reckon I got one wrong. Oh, geez, didn't I hear the end? I didn't hear the end of it. Arnie got into me and
recount.
Yeah, it was almost a protest. But no, it's a lot of fun. Lots of laughter.
Toe over the line, they bowled you when you toe over the line.
All right, you're listening to Deadly Choices Radio here on 98.9 FM for the best country. It's our half hour show dedicated towards mob making deadly choices. Our guests today are Dusty Fraser and Petro Sivanasiba. Petro, what's some of the things you've been involved in and you know, the events that both you and Dusty have been involved with together? As we say, you've made a pretty deadly combination. You know, not since Webke have you had a better right-hand man. Tell us about the stuff that you lads have been getting up to together.
Yeah, I guess it's just a great opportunity, you know, whenever I travel with Uncle, you know, going out to the different community centres, to the health clinics, and we put these games on. And for me also too, you know, I guess it's an opportunity to build some great relationships, you know, and the other aspect of this that I love is sitting down and having a yarn and hearing some stories. I mean, you know, hearing about, you know, I remember one uncle was telling me about, you know, his days as a musterer, and, you know, you can just see in his talking, you know, his eyes are lighting up and just recollecting, you know, all those wonderful memories as being a young fella. And, you know, and it's that talk and that banner You know, everyone having a yarn and those reconnections that I love. That's the thing that I love about the program. And as I said, you know, Uncle Dusty creates a fun environment. He cranks up the country and western music.
You've got to have Charlie Pride going.
Pride. And you know what? It just creates an atmosphere of fun and we have such a great time. Yeah.
How important is family and making connections, and how Deadly Choices programs, are such a great platform for that to take place? You know, you mentioned, how great it is to see these young ones come through the camp and even get some real results out of it, like quit smoking. But how important is family for the Deadly Choices brand?
Well, that's what it's all about, family. Doing the Deadly Choices theme to, Deadly Choices, Healthy Choice from the get-go right up until the elders, and it's a fantastic initiative, and a lot of people are taking it on hand, and like I said, we're closing the gap slowly at the present moment, but the next generation that comes through, you can see that we will have closed the gap a fair amount, just from the Deadly Choices initiatives from the get-go, from the babies right up to the elders.
All right, the next big event coming up, of course, the Touch Carnival, Whites Hill. Registrations close on October 29th, so still a little bit of time to get your registrations in. It's going to be a good one. We're going to be doing an OB from there, and there'll be plenty of deadly activities as well. Go to www.deadlychoices.com.au to register your team, and it's always a highlight, the Touch Carnival, eh?
That's it. Yeah, I mean, it's just wonderful to see all the young ones getting out there and having a game or two and seeing the skills and just fantastic. You know, everyone out there having a bit of fun, and obviously we're encouraging those Deadly Choices messages along the way, which is fantastic.
All right, well, that's just about us done for another week here on Deadly Choices Radio. Looking towards the next seniors games activities. How many weeks left of the current program, Dusty?
Yeah, it runs the same as the school. The big tournament will be on the 14th of December. That's at Willawong, out of the Unity Centre, and I'd say there'll be about up to 30 teams nominated out there, so it's going to be huge.
That is big. Do you want to do a couple of shout-outs to regular senior games participants and family?
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to all the Morayfield mob out there, the Morayfield Pythons and the Morayfield Stingers.
Oh, nice.
And we also got a couple of teams out there at Ipswich, the Purga Porcupines, the Kookaburras and the Emus. They are all right too. The Purga Porcupines actually won out at Charleville last year. This year they went back at the Defender Trophy, but the Quilpie Eagles were too good for them. They come second this time. But they've been champions around Brisbane there for a while. So everyone's taking it on board and trying to get their stack their teams, in other words.
Look out. But newcomers are welcomed as well, though.
Yeah, mate. Yeah. Also done the 715s and signing through the clinic. And you're over 50-year-old.
All right. Well, you can check it all out at the Deadly Choices Facebook page or the website www.deadlychoices.com.au. Well, as we like to do at the end of the show, give you the opportunity to give you a shout out, maybe, and a song request if you like. You mentioned a bit of Charlie Pride there, Dust. I know you love your country music.
Oh, he's a huge country fan, eh, Petro.
Well, I've learned a lot since my time travelling the roads, doing the kilometres with Uncle Dusty. Yeah, he certainly got me onto. Well, I think we'd have to go with a bit of Charlie Pride, wouldn't we?
Yeah, throw a bit of Charlie on.
All right, let's do it. We'll dedicate this one to the Fraser mob and the Sivana Siva mob, and thank you very much for joining us today, gentlemen. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, all your mob. Hope you join the Deadly Choices somewhere around your neighbourhood.
And, of course, you can catch us next week, 6 p.m. here on Wednesday nights for Deadly Choices Radio, or download the podcast at 989fm.com.au. Catch you next week.
Chance to meet some old friends on the street. They wonder, how does a man get to be this way? I've always got a smiling face, anytime and any place. And every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the the secret of a happiness. But some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love. And the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Deadly Choices Radio. A show encouraging mob to make healthy choices, from stop smoking, eating good food, exercising daily, and getting a health check for themselves and their family. Featuring Deadly Choices ambassadors, the Healthy Lifestyle Mob, and many more. So tune in to Deadly Choices after 6 p.m. each Wednesday and on demand at 989fm.com.au.